boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
You inspired me. You should be really proud of yourself.
Thank you. I am inspirational. Why?
You're like, but why? What'd I do?
What'd I do?
No, yesterday you were talking about how you were too productive.
Oh, God, yeah.
To the point that you're like, you got a lot done, but you don't really know what you got done. It's like one of those days.
Yeah, I had too much time on my hand in the morning that I was just like doing the most.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, I kind of want one of those mornings.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that really like stood out to me is you said you did laundry. And I was like, wait a minute. Why have I never thought to do it during the week?
I did it again this morning.
You did?
Oh, I was very behind. I have multiple loads.
Really? Because here's the thing. What I normally do is like Saturday into Sunday, and then we wait 3 weeks, and then we finally fold it on a Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm like, why don't I do it during the week and then fold it on Sunday?
Okay.
So you inspired me. I took the whole laundry basket downstairs. I was like, I'm going to put it. I was running late for the gym. So I was like, I'm going to put it in after the gym while I'm like cooking my breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I never got around to it eventually because I just kept running late. But you definitely inspired me. The laundry basket got taken downstairs.
Okay, the thought was there.
So maybe it will get put in.
Maybe not.
Probably not.
Maybe in a couple days.
Just a friendly reminder that those girls in the afternoon are dumb. Oh, we were humbled today.
Oh, man, were we humbled.
I surprised you with, it's definitely fake, LaBooBoo Legos.
And they look adorable. They're teeny tiny.
Definitely smaller than your hand.
Oh my God. Some of the pieces are smaller than like the tip of my fingernail. Mm-hmm. Okay. They are very small. But I was really excited because number one, love LaBooBoos always. Number two, love a Lego. So I thought. No longer. Do not ask me to build Legos for fun.
No.
I did not have fun.
Thank goodness we're not dating Lego freaks in respect.
Oh, my boyfriend Curly. I've done Legos with him before, and you know what I did? I complained the whole time that he took over. Now I understand why.
You don't want to date us. If you're into Legos, don't date us. We are not the perfect suit for you. We suck. We are dumb. We're not capable of Legos. You and I couldn't read an instruction for the life of us. The amount of times I had to do step one.
No, we spent 30 minutes on them. And we did not get past step two. That's not a lie.
No, I was on step one for 30 minutes. Step one. I mean, that's sad.
So someday, maybe in like a year, we'll have Lego LaBooBoos once nobody knows what they are anymore.
it's still in pieces. Someday I'll get back to it.
I don't know. It really humbled me good.
We're so stupid.
Not great.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Ever since you brought up a Dancing with the Stars office bracket yesterday, it's my entire For You page.
That's why I want to do it so freaking bad, Taylor.
It's coming up this fall. The next season, that is. And now I'm seeing a lot of predictions on who could be appearing on the show. Because there's only been a couple confirmed so far. That's Alex Earl from TikTok. That is Robert Irwin, son of Steve Irwin. Then you have the two Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, Whitney and Jen Affleck. But obviously there's more to come. And I wanted to share with you some of the fan theories of people that they think could appear, and then maybe you can give some of yours, because I know you have a lot to say.
Oh, I do.
First one, Hilaria Baldwin, who is the wife of Alec Baldwin. That would be interesting.
Controversial at all?
They always have one, though.
They do. They do.
They had Anna Delvey last year.
And you know what? Kind of liked her. I hate to say it. I really do.
It's very possible. Obviously, there's always somebody with an athletic tie, whether it's an Olympian or whatever. So
who's the Olympian?
Well, I don't know. We don't know who it is yet. But there's normally like Shawn Johnson or the gymnast guy last year. So the two names that I've seen a decent amount, people really want Jason Kelce.
I have been seeing that too, and he's got nothing to do right now. Although, is he doing anything with ESPN?
He did some commentary last year.
But is he?
I don't know.
Okay. Because that possible. My only worry is he might be busy with that, but that's my only Sundays.
My only worry is that he can't be giving out the moves without a couple beers. Anytime you saw him up in the box last year.
That's fine with me.
He was moving after some beers.
That's fine with me.
Then there is a, you're not going to know this guy, Michael Strahan.
Yes, I know who Michael Strahan is.
Oh, God, I was really expecting the
Taylor,
worst.
Do you not know the story about how my dad, it's a long story. My dad is very upset with Michael Strahan.
Oh,
we'll talk about it.
Sorry. Okay. Anyways, so those are the two athlete ties that I've seen. I've seen Bart Johnson, who is the dad in High School Musical.
Yes.
He would be great. Dylan Efron, because he won Traitors last season.
Is that
That's
Zach?
His brother. Yeah.
Zach has a sibling?
Yes, he has a brother.
Is he hot?
Of course. They've got the same genes. And then the last one that I've seen a lot is the Taylor Lautners.
Taylor and Taylor
split them up and go with the married couple, Jenna, and whatever her husband's name is.
Isn't it Val?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
But how fun. Put one Taylor with one and one Taylor with
that
the other.
That would be cool.
I would love that. That's the main list that I've been seeing. Personally, waiting for Trisha Paytas to be announced. If you
I
know
she
know.
Wants to do it.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
She'd
for years.
With Ezra. I think her and Ezra need to go together.
Iconic.
In my opinion. But I don't know. Last night on my For You page, and I sent it to you last night, Demi Lovato was hinting something weird, and she looked like she was in a dance studio. You think she's too big for Dancing with the Stars.
I would be really shocked if she did it.
I think she's trying to get back into the limelight, so I'm like, this is the perfect time. Get yourself on Dancing with the Stars and then say, sayonara, like, now I'm on a tour. Look at me. I'm too big. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't. That's just what I'm saying.
I think that might be a little DeLulu.
Really? Oh, man. I'd vote for her. She'd be my number one on my bracket. Go, Demi, go.
Over the Mormon Wives?
Of course. Ah. Demi, she's from my childhood.
Okay. I bet it's for Camp Rock 3.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I hate to put you on blast, but like your office kind of smelled like booze earlier today.
Yeah, I don't understand why you think this. Because you walked in, you go, whoa, it smells like booze in here. And I was like, dude, quiet down. Like, I don't want the bosses to think anything. I was, and I have not been, wait, wait a minute. It sounds like I have been the way I was just talking there.
Mm-hmm.
I have not been drinking. That also right there sounded guilty. I have not. Let me lower my voice because that sounds guilty. I have not been drinking.
Yeah, you're just digging yourself a hole right now. You have probably texted me, I don't know, 15 times today that said, come here. So I have been in your office in and out a lot today. And for some reason, the last time, like right before the show, I would even say, I walked in and it smelled like Kahlua. That's all I could think about, like a chocolatey coffee liqueur. I don't know, but it was so strong in my nostrils.
Seriously?
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I thought so. And I know you can't burn candles in this building. That's a no-no. So I was just like, what the heck are you doing in here, you little boozer? What's going on?
No, when you did that, when you came in and you said that, the only thing I could think of is that, oh, okay, wait a minute. There's one thing maybe, is that I had my space heater on underneath my desk, and it was hitting my legs. And you told me to get this, like, lotion at Target, and it's, I think, pistachio?
Pistachio cream.
So maybe it was hitting my legs and giving off, but that would be pistachio. It's not chocolate.
How hot is your space heater that you're cooking your legs?
Girl, I'm cooking them to like, it's going to be chicken thighs here soon.
Oh, good.
I think I know why my room reeks of booze here at Z1 and 2.9.
Your office, I walked into it and it just smelled like Kahlua to me, like chocolate milk, but also like a little bit of alcohol. And I was like, what are you doing in here?
I swear I'm not drinking on the job as much as I'd love to.
You're not helping your case at all.
No. What happened earlier is around like noon, I went for my little snackaroo for the day. And I went back to the break room and I grabbed from the refrigerator what I brought for my midday snack, which was grapes and blackberries. The grapes tasted wonderful. The blackberries, I should have known better, because this morning in their little case that they come in, right, their little packaging, there was one it was moldy. Like, it was growing things. It was white. It wasn't even like a...
Ew.
It wasn't like a normal blackberry, okay? And I just plucked that one out. And I'm trying to be like, you know, good for the environment. I don't know, good for the environment is the right thing to say.
Not wasteful.
Yeah. I didn't want to waste it. There was only a couple blackberries left. So I was like, fine, I'll eat them. I ate all the grapes. I'm one of those people. I have to eat all the grapes first. Then I go for the blackberries. Girl, I gagged. It was so disgusting.
Ew.
It tasted like mold. Have I ever ate mold? No, but you one of those things that you just know you can, you know what it smells like, so you think you know you can taste it. I ate mold today. I know I ate mold. That was the nastiest thing ever.
And then you threw it in the trash in your office.
No, I threw it back into the container, and all the blackberries are still sitting in that container on my desk. So that's why.
Okay, you're literally fermenting like your own wine.
Girl, you know what? I'm open for business. You want some blackberry wine?
Absolutely not.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I got all excited because there's some sort of electrical truck outside. Yeah, it says electric on it.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my gosh, something's happening with the tower.
Yeah, the tower that always says dudes climbing up it.
It's been a long time since anybody has been over there with that tower. Although I don't really like to watch them do it. It freaks me out.
Mm-hmm.
I see no activity.
Then what are they doing?
I don't know. They do have like a trailer on this truck that reminds me of...
I think you're going to say what I think you're going to say.
The hearing test in elementary school.
Didn't go like beep.
Yeah, and you'd have to raise your hand or whatever, whichever ear that it was in, and then they gave you a sucker, and then you went back inside the school. But it was always in some sort of trailer out in the parking
lot. Yeah, a really weird trailer.
Do they still do that?
I don't know, but wasn't it called Hoover or something?
Now you're making things up. I have no idea.
Wasn't it named after a president or something?
I swore
it was named after a president.
Maybe.
It was like the Hoover hearing. I don't know. Okay, maybe it was
Hoover vacuum?
Maybe.
I don't know.
But I hope they didn't test the eyesight because clearly I didn't pass that part.
Or like paying attention, any of those skills.
It sounds silly to say, but I do have that yucky feeling in my stomach like you would get the night before parent-teacher conferences. Because you're like, is my teacher going to say I'm great in class? Or are they going to be honest and say that they caught me passing notes and being dubious? I don't have parent-teacher conferences. Thank God. I have a financial planning meeting tomorrow.
Out of all the people, why you?
Here's the thing. Because I'm trying to be a good person. So
let's start there. She's trying.
This is me trying.
You're a little late for New Year, New Me. I'm just saying.
And I regret it. I want to be bad. So my boyfriend Curly's brother, who lives with us, has a job in that sphere, I suppose, of finances and planning and being responsible.
Do you even know what you're talking about?
No, I don't. So he has this job and he's like setting up meetings with people and working on building his clients or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Great for him. Happy for him. Want to support him. So he's like, okay, let's set up a meeting and it'll be super like casual, introductory, whatever. My meeting's tomorrow. I found out that there's going to be like someone sitting in on it. So that sucks because I can't be like
laughing
normal.
At him.
Yeah, I have to be serious and can't be silly goofy. The other thing is like I have to have my stuff together and I didn't realize that I had to like do some homework for this and, you know, like know what my debt is and like what kind of investments I have. I don't have answers to any of these things. And I'm like, I can't call out sick because I live with the kid. You know what I mean? So I don't know what to do because I feel, frankly, like I'm going to yak thinking about it.
Welcome to Destiny's Brain.
Okay.
You got to go with me on this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Can you just trust me for once in your life?
As long as you don't say to kill him because I'm not going to jail over this.
Well, there's still a potential of jail.
Right.
Fake identity. Listen to me on this one. You should fake someone's identity. Now, listen to me. No, don't fake mine because mine ain't going to be much better, to be quite honest with you. Steal someone's identity. Steal your mother's. Because here's the thing. That other dude in the meeting that is not Curly's brother, isn't going to know you're stealing someone's identity.
Right.
What are they going to ask? Photo proof? They're not. How are you going to know? So ask your mom for everything tonight. Social security number. Where's her retirement account? Does she have any debt? She could get you all that info because I'm sure she's smart, right? She's probably got all that ducks in the row, unlike you and I. We don't, right?
No, I don't.
So ask her. Basically, it's like school. Cheat off of her. You know what I'm saying?
That's still work. The issue is I don't want to do the work. I don't want to log in and see what's in my 401k.
I'm not asking you to look in your 401k. Ask your mom to text it to you. And then when you're in that meeting and they say, what's in your 401k? You go, hold on. And you look at your phone. Yeah, it looks like it's like, I don't know, $50,000, right?
Problem.
What?
He already called my mom. She beat me to the punch.
Okay, steal your dad's identity.
I already called him. If anybody would like to lend me their identity so that
I'm trying to think of what coworker is most likely to let you steal their identity. Eric Hansen.
See, I was going to say Jaden at night.
You know what? Jaden actually would be most likely to give you her identity.
Okay, I got to go because I got to give her a call. That's it. I'm getting married.
Oh, thank God. I've been waiting for this day.
Well, no. No, I'm not, unfortunately. What? But I do feel more inclined than normal. Because, to be honest, I don't really care. You know what I mean?
No, you don't. It drives me bonkers.
It's not that I don't care, but I can't tell you how often people are like, so when are you getting married? And I'm like, are you trying to make me feel bad? Because that's not going to work.
No, I just want to plan your wedding for you.
I don't really care. I
want to be your maid of honor. I'm already deciding.
Maybe someday. I don't know. But last night, I was like, okay, I'm ready tomorrow. Because... not even.
Did you already do it?
No.
You didn't do it without me.
No, I don't care about the ring. I don't really care. Whatever. Like, that's all great and dandy. I want to be able to share accounts and stuff.
Like bank?
Bank accounts. I told you I have this meeting with Curly's brother who lives with us for some financial planning. Unfortunately, because we are not married, we technically can't do things together. You can, but you're still like two separate individuals.
Mm-hmm.
So it does, like, I don't know. There's ways around it, I guess. And I'm like, can we just, I'm sorry. This would be so much easier. Everything would be so much easier. If you could just go do it for us, do it for me too. That sounds amazing. But legally, if you're not married, same thing happened when we got renter's insurance. It was like, well, you're not married, so you technically can't be on the same one.
What? They let us.
I don't know.
You got the wrong insurance.
Probably. Anyways, I'm like, okay, at this rate, I'd rather just be one person. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is yours.
Mm-hmm.
Let's tie the knot, I suppose. Sign the document. We all share everything.
Well, my thing is, how you guys have only been together almost three years?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be close to three, isn't it?
Yeah, about 3 years this fall.
What's the legal one? Like,
oh.
We're like legally married.
I think it's 7 years.
Well, shoot, you're too long still.
Yeah, I don't really have a solution.
Here's the thing. I have always wanted to be ordained. I will gladly, you know, if you don't want me to be your maid of honor, I will gladly get ordained and I'll do the wedding stat. You want it done this weekend? I'll do it tonight. I'll get ordained. How quickly can I do it?
I don't know. Report back, though. Seriously.
I will. I will do this so quickly. I've always wanted to. That and I want to do a funeral. Don't ask why, but I do. I do.
Well, I'll sign up for one, but you can't do both.
I got an email today that, I don't know, it makes me think like Zillow knows that there's problems in the relationship, and I didn't.
What does Zillow know?
Well, Zillow emailed me. Here's the thing. I don't ever get emails from Zillow. When I have ever searched on Zillow, I do like the guest mode or whatever.
I
never sign in. I just creep, you know?
Yeah.
But they sent me an email. And maybe one time years ago I did sign in, but I don't think that I did. Said new for rent. And I'm like, what? Am I getting kicked out? Because, you know, if I got kicked, like if me and Neighbor Man broke up, I'm going to rent. I'm not buying a house, you know? Said new for rent. And I just clicked on it because I haven't fully looked at it. Columbia, Missouri. I'm moving to Columbia, Missouri. Now, I've been there before.
Yeah, you lived there.
I lived there back in 2018 for 6 months. Does it know something I don't know?
Interesting. I don't know.
Am I getting broken up with? But also, I guess I should save it just in case.
But also, is that where your soulmate is?
What do you know?
I don't know. I actually don't know anything.
Should I go there?
I'm just trying to make you spiral.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I love hearing about people's wedding hashtags.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's something that was like, no hate, very millennial. I feel like it's a lost art form a little bit now.
Yeah.
But occasionally, you'll see a good one. And right now, there is a couple going viral because they asked for some help on their wedding hashtag. So, the girl is named Kara, and his name is Cole. Fine, dating.
Yeah, that would be a little bit harder. It's kind of basic. No offense.
Then sometimes people play off the last names, and theirs are House and Roach.
Oh, no.
House and Roach.
So, okay, hold on. Let me set the scene for this one. I just have a feeling.
The internet does what the internet does. When you ask for an opinion, even when you don't, they're going to tell you what they think. But they gave some options for their wedding hashtag. That'll, you know, like be on the koozies or whatever the party favor is.
I kind of wish my last names were that, though. I have a feeling
House and Roach?
Oh, yeah, I have a feeling these are going to be a doozy. I can't wait.
There's a wide variety of options. Hashtag La Colcaracha. Love that. Somebody said, I don't know, but for the baby announcement, do hashtag newly infested. Hashtag.
That's good.
I know. Hashtag.
And it should be bug themed. Sorry.
Maybe. Hashtag Texas Roach House. You better have those rolls.
Oh my God. You better serve them rolls.
You better have those rolls.
And peanuts. I love that. Just make sure nobody has any allergies.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Maybe steak. Hashtag by the power infested
oh,
in
Jesus.
Me. That's pretty good. Hashtag new house, same roach.
That's good.
That's really fun, especially if they've been together for a long time. Hashtag there's a roach in this house.
There's a roach in this house.
And then the last one that I saw was this roach found his house.
That's funny. These are good.
I mean,
I want to come to this wedding.
It makes me jealous that like, I do not have a fun last name to play off of, like, House or Roach.
Yeah, there's nothing really for Curly. Sorry.
Well, the bad thing about his last name is that butt is in it. So there's a lot of butt jokes to be made.
Yeah, we can make so many butt jokes. I'm coming to your wedding just to make butt jokes. Can I do the speech?
No. Absolutely not.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Men are really, really confusing. And you know what? We women, I'll raise my hand, we are very confusing.
Most
sometimes.
Definitely.
And I'm going to open up the book. I'm going to tell you something that we women do. Take notes.
Got it. I'll take notes because I don't even understand me.
Because I don't think my boyfriend truly can comprehend what happened yesterday. And so someone take like triple notes just for him. So yesterday I told him I really, really wanted to go get a sweet treat. Okay. I was like, oh, I really, really want to go to the store. I want to get a sweet treat. And he's like, okay, go. I was like, yeah, I mean, like I could, but can you come with me? Mm-hmm. He's like, no, I'm going to be here at work for like another, you know, 10, 15 minutes. Just go without me. And then we'll meet at home and we can enjoy the sweet treat together. I was like, no. I really, really, really need you to come with me. I don't think you understand, but I need you to come with me. You don't even have to go in the store, but I want you to come with me. Mm-hmm. Now let me open the book and explain why. To be honest, I don't really know why. I just know that in that moment last night, I needed somebody. I needed that comfort. Mm-hmm. I wanted somebody there for me. I couldn't really explain why. I wanted a partner in crime.
Mm-hmm.
He did not come with me. He failed hardcore, and I was very upset.
Oh, God.
Because his mind didn't understand it, and he still doesn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get it?
I do. Not even just for sweet treats, because I feel like Curly, my boyfriend, normally knows, like, if I want a sweet treat, you're coming along, whether you're riding passenger princess or you're driving me, and I'll run in. I feel this way about groceries, because I know he's, frankly, useless when it comes to grocery shopping, but I like to go. I like to have the moral support. I also feel that way about going to the mall. There have been times where I'm like, oh, we should go to the mall tomorrow. And he's like, you don't want me to come to the mall with you. Like, I will be miserable unless I'm looking at
shoes. Mm-hmm. Why would you want me to come? And I'm like, because I just want you. I just want to.
Just having somebody there.
Sorry, I want to spend time with you.
God forbid. God forbid.
I don't really have an explanation either, except that I want to.
It's hard to explain other than just having you there feels really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even have to talk. Right? You don't have to come into the...
Oh, as if you would ever be like, I won't speak.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
You know what today is? Today is National Potato Day. And if there's anything about those girls in the afternoon, we freaking love potatoes.
Oh, yeah. I love them all.
We don't discriminate against potatoes.
No. Every shape, size, form. Ooh, I love a potato.
I did a year ago. I discriminated against the sweet ones.
Yeah,
but I am a changed woman.
That was really silly of you.
I know. No, I changed. Maybe I need to try the fries. The fries.
Oh, I love a sweet potato fry.
I haven't had one of those.
Oh, they're good.
I've had just a sweet potato since.
I think you'll like them then.
Really?
They're.
What do you dip a sweet potato fry?
I like it in ranch, and people seem to think that's weird, but I like ranch on everything. So I like them with some salt, some cracked black pepper, a little runny restaurant-style ranch. I'm done.
No, keep going. That was nice.
Steamy hot. Yeah.
See, when I eat my sweet potatoes, I do like a little bit of salt on it.
Yeah, a little sweet and salty.
God.
Ew, you just up and downed me. I am a sweet potato right now. It just looks me up and down.
I'm sorry, I'm really in the
drooling.
Mood.
Ew.
Let's just move on before I start taking my clothes off or something.
I need a bucket of water.
Tonight's trivia question in honor of National Potato Day. Before I get in trouble with HR.
Yeah.
According to a new survey, the hardest thing to stop eating once you started eating potato chips. Wait, what am I saying? According to a new survey, the hardest thing to stop eating once you've started is potato chips.
Correct.
What came in second on the list? I'm sorry. I'm in a whole nother world right now.
Yeah. Okay, so obviously you sit down with a bag of potato chips, you finish the bag, maybe a second. I don't know. That's just me. You're asking what the second most likely thing is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
I'm concerned you're eating two bags.
Hey, if it's the right chip, ooh, like a dill pickle lay, and then the roof of your mouth feels like it just got skinned. I love it. It's a little crazy, but I love it. And like my tongue is raw. It burns so good.
Moving on. According to a new survey, the hardest thing to stop eating once you started is potato chips. What came in second on the list? The hardest thing to stop eating once you started.
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
I mean, who would have thought that they would make a day out of National Potato Day? Wait, did that make sense?
No, but I know what you're saying.
I just, my brain is full of potatoes.
Why wouldn't they have a day all about potatoes? Because they're the most magical vegetable. Starch.
I was going to say
whatever
that.
Whatever they are.
Carb.
Yes.
It is a carb. Now I'm questioning everything.
It's a potato, and that's what it is.
Dessert?
Potato,
I don't care.
Is a potato is a potato.
It's magical. And tonight's trivia question is honoring that beautiful thing. The question is, according to a new survey, the hardest thing to stop eating once you've started is potato chips. What came in second on the list?
You still have time to text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 1751, keeping it in the potato family, said French fries.
Oh, my God. Chick-fil-A. Why you got to do me like that?
Looking at the text line, that was the most popular answer,
by
the way.
Wait, was it Chick-fil-A?
French fries. No, but somebody said McDonald's, which I would also agree with.
Mm-hmm.
The salty, ooh. If you get me a large, I will dig to the bottom of the bag for the one little fallen soldier who is sitting at the bottom.
And I will pour that entire bag, right above my face like I'm a freaking animal.
Oh, yeah. Barbarian, truly.
Leanne said, for me, it's Oreos. yeah, not really for me. Unless it's, see, you're going to dog on me. Oreo thins. I know I'm a disgrace to human race. I know.
The cream is the best part. Why would you?
People are double stuffed and I'm the Oreo thins. You can leave the Oreo thins on the shelf for me and that's okay.
Yeah, that's weird.
And I'll leave the double stuffed for you.
Works for me. More for me. Michael said M&M's. Me, specifically peanut butter.
I was going to freaking say that. Oh my God.
I cannot be stopped.
Don't take those away from me.
You can get like the big resealable bags and I'm always like, oh, that's nice. I'll like put it in my candy jar at work. I'll eat it all in one sitting. I am seriously a monster.
They had peanut M&Ms here at work and they were like, oh, who ate those? And I was like, not me. I don't care about those.
Peanut butter? Nobody's
peanut
safe.
Butter? You need to know that those are not safe.
Never.
Here.
Never, ever, ever. I will not be stopped.
Mm-hmm. I will eat those. And one time, the last bag I had just a peanut butter one. I had no chocolate.
That's a magical surprise. It's great.
Tonight's trivia question. According to a new survey, this is the hardest thing to stop eating once you've started is potato chips. What came in second on the list?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up after Jesse Murph's Blue Strips.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
The question tonight, according to
Australian of you.
According to what is happening
a
here?
A new study.
Thank you. The hardest thing to stop eating once you've started is a potato chip. Chips. What came in second on the list?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is?
You want to say the answer because I don't know what's wrong
cheese.
With me.
Cheese. I mean, that would be really hard to mess up.
I honestly could still mess
cheese.
It up.
Cheese. I could see that.
Why did you say it like you were taking a picture?
Because cheese does make me really happy.
You're like, cheese, I'm taking a picture.
Let's talk charcuterie, ladies
okay,
and gentlemen.
Here we go.
I will make my way through a charcuterie board and then not be able to eat my meal.
She's like, let me take the microphone from you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the cheese show. I'd like to tell you about all my favorites. Gouda.
Okay.
Havarti dill.
No. Can we talk smoked Gouda?
Oh, smoked Gouda.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
An aged cheddar.
You're taking the cheese.
Mozzarella, burrata, parmesan.
She really knows her cheeses.
I've never lied about my love for cheese.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.